Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Good morning, afternoon, lovely builders. Today we are talking about cladding. This is the third time I've recorded this podcast and video, YouTube video. And so we're well rehearsed on what the feck is cladding. I've had a few issues, clearly. So cladding, my friends, is the outside of the building. It's what keeps the weather out. It's what gives the building its look and feel. And I guess depending on what cladding you choose, gives it the building a different form. So there are several different options of cladding. We use different options for different reasons. And the considerations really that we've got here are we looking at a lightweight cladding, a heavier duty cladding, or a massive cladding? Or, you know, even a metal cladding. So lightweight claddings tend to be things like metal deck cladding. So a Leukerbond, Colorbond, standing seams, cassette fix, all of those different metal finishes. You've got timbers. So the timbers are kind of solid timber species or weatherboard, different ways you can use timber. So whether you leave it natural or you paint it, both timber. They can be things like blue board or foam, which then you render over the top of. They can be things like cement sheet, which is one that we've used a bit, and they can have different grooves and patterns. So we've got like the fine texture cladding is one that we're using, which is James Hardy product, or we're using Axon, which has again got kind of these grooved cladding, and that's again a James Hardy product. Your next one is your massive kind of, or your heavy weight cladding. So they like bricks, blocks, rammed earth, concrete panels, all of these kind of solid, rigid, heavy claddings. So typically you see them on a ground floor of a building and they'll give good thermal insulation. And then you've got a whole heap of choices around that as well. Like whether you're looking at, like we've just used recycled bricks on one of the projects. And then there's other projects where we'll use kind of blockwork or other brick to bring it together, or, you know, like a feature brick, and then you've got patterns on how you lay and install that brick. Now, heavy duty claddings normally are lower in the building, because if you put them up high or on the second floor, then you need to have the structure around them to hold them, unless they're built kind of one stacked on top of the other. If it's one stacked on top of the other, that's fine. The load or the weight comes down, that's okay. If they're kind of the first floor is clad and it doesn't exactly line up, then you've got to put pretty heavy duty lintels in. So sometimes the choice of cladding will affect the cost, but not in the way you think. So you've got a couple of things. So you've got each material's got a cost component of the actual material, so of the cement sheet or of the timber boards or of the bricks or blocks or panel, whatever it is. And then it's got a cost of labor. So you need to add the two together to work out where you're going to end up with and what's kind of going to give you the best effect. And really, when it comes down to it, that's all well and good from one sense. It's like, that's how do we build it? What does it cost? What does it look like? Is this easy or hard? But we also need to determine how we do our building and whether it's going to be, it's going to give us a look and feel that we want. Because ultimately, when we come into a house and a building, the cladding's the first thing we see, which is why we think it's so important. It's the thing that really sets the tone for how this house feels. So you might think of like a Californian bungalow will have like weatherboard cladding on the front, or a beach shack, you might expect to see that be a fiber cement sheet or something like that. And that'll set the tone for kind of your expectations of the building. Like brickwork might be give you a feeling of something that's solid and secure. So your cladding choices will then start to define how you feel and how you interact with that building. I guess just to give you a little bit of a snapshot, it's not like this is kind of how we, some of the claddings we've used and why we like them. So on the house I live in, we've done recycled brick on the ground floor and first floor. It's cost a lot to put it on the first floor curve, but what I was looking was quite a minimal texture of the cladding. So it was the form that really sung, and I needed a product that would curve and rate really well in terms of energy rating upstairs. So we use brick or recycled brick. I also like using recycled products. It's a preference of mine just in terms of longevity. And then we've painted that to give that kind of cohesive look. So that's what we've used on this project. If we look at the Rathmines projects, we've used recycled bricks across both. One of them, we've left the brick exposed, not painted. So that brick is a cream brick, but a cream clinker as such. And we really love the color and palette of that on the ground floor. And the second one we've got, we're going to paint that brickwork. So it gives it a different look and feel. Up above the first floor, we've used two products. So we've used a James Hardy fine textured cladding, which wraps around the external. So that gives, I guess, a feeling of solid, nice to install because it's lightweight and so you don't need that same structure, but it gives that nice consistent finish and it's easy to fix. So we like that product, we like the look of it, joins are quite good, so in terms of longevity it's going to work really well, but it's not, you know, carrying the block work to that first floor in all of the areas. Some of the areas we have, some haven't. On the other building we really wanted to add texture to the upstairs cladding, so we use the Axon, so the James Hardy Axon or Skyon product, and what that is it's got lines in it, so it's got vertical grooves, so that adds texture to that because it's all one painted finish as opposed to the other where you've got variation. And then in some cases we've used cladding, so silver top ash, which is then going to gray off, and so that silver top ash, the selection of that and treating it with a Hames paint, so we've used a timber paint, like clear coat, to get a really beautiful product. In this case it was a Hames product, which we've then used on the decking out the back, which is again in silver ash, and then we've got the silver top ash in the vertical cladding. So we're trying to create a cohesive palette and flow our deck and our cladding and have everything feel and breathe and be nice and warm in that house, whereas the other house has beautiful deep timber floors throughout, but the claddings are kind of more solid and rigid and one form and one color, just to give you an idea. Then we've got other projects where we're using brickwork, feature brick, or we've used stack bonged. And so the way you play around with the cladding gives your building a lot of strength and form and kind of you want to take how it looks and make that cohesive for when you go inside. The other consideration we always have, and especially as builders, is the longevity of the products. We need to be choosing, which is probably why I don't use a lot of blue boards or rendered foams, because typically they can move and they have some issues long term, and I prefer the cement sheets for that type of application. Especially when you put really good insulation behind them, they perform really well. And so then it's just, if it's a painted finish, it's looking after that paint. And if it's a raw finish, like a brickwork that is just a brick color, then it'll just need a clean. So the application and the longevity of the product, when we're talking about timber outside, you will need to treat that. And that maintenance program needs to be built into how you use the building. Otherwise, you let it gray off and that's, or silver off, and that's the look and feel. So I hope this has given you a bit of a snapshot into claddings, why you choose what you choose, how it's going to work, what some of the considerations are. And really, if I was giving you some tips on how to choose a cladding or what to do, it would be really go through and look at a whole heap of buildings and start to take out photos of what you're using. I mean, another one would be metal claddings, and some of them are $450 a square meter and some of them can be like $30 a square meter to buy. And then the install and the fix are very different as well. So get some photos of the look and feel that you're after and then speak to your designer or your architect and say, look, this is what I like. Because if you're going there and you've picked out an image and it might be in a Luca Bond, which is up at your higher end of cost, you may also be happy with a color bond, or you might be able to provide a similar type of look with a metal, a standing seam or something like that, but you need your designer to be able to do the substitute and think about how much it's going to cost, because we're cladding our whole building gets clad in this, so it is a considerable cost, and making, you know, a saving of $100 a square meter on that can add up. If we've got, like, let's say we've got a two-story building, you know, when you go 6 meters high and you're 10 meters across, you've already got kind of 60 meters of cladding. So you can see how things add up pretty quickly. So you just want to flow that all the way through and make considered choices based on your look and feel, but also your budget. Hope that was helpful. Looking forward to seeing you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word. For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.